Captain's log, stardate 7403.6. The Enterprise is on a series of exploratory and contact missions. Traveling with us as an independent observer is a member of a recently contacted alien species. Honorary Commander Ari Ben-Bem is from the planet Pandro in the Garo 7 system. We have taken up orbit around Delta Theta 3, a newly discovered Class M planet. A previous scouting mission has reported possible aboriginal life forms here, and the Enterprise is to investigate and report. Sensors report several groupings of aborigines. They may be dangerous, so I want all of us to avoid any unnecessary risks. But these monitoring devices have to be planted. Lieutenant Uhura will be tracking us throughout. Now, if there's any trouble of any kind, beam up immediately. Don't try to be a hero.
Aye, sir.
Oh, Kirk, Captain, settings are almost complete.
Commander Bem, what are you doing here?
This one has decided to accompany contact team for observation of same.
Commander Bem, you were assigned to this ship as an independent observer, yet you have spent the past six missions in your quarters. You haven't done any observing at all. Until now, when we're dealing with possibly a very dangerous planet.
Patience. Every planet is dangerous. To the ignorant, this one has decided that the Nexus is now. Must observe workings of starship and crew.
This mission is not for casual observers. It could be hazardous.
Am prepared.
Commander Bem, this is not a joyride, a pleasure excursion. I cannot let you beam down to the planet without adequate protection. I'm sure you understand the diplomatic consequences if anything were to happen to you while you are under my protection.
Understanding it is, Captain, but this one remains adamant and prepared to accompany.
This is an odd time to remain adamant. All right, let's go. There's a planet waiting for us.
This one has already set controls, Mr. Scotty.
Everything appears to be all right, sir. Coordinates are locked on the landing site.
Energize.
Assistance is offered.
We're all right. In the future, Commander Bem, you will leave the operation of the transporter to Mr. Scott or one of the regular transporter crew.
Captain, Lieutenant Uhura reports some peculiar activity here on the planet.
What is it, Lieutenant?
Lieutenant Arex has been tracking a non-network sensory stasis. It's hardly more than a flicker, and it's several thousand kilometers west of your position.
Say again?
An anomaly, sir. It resembles a sensor field, but without a scanning grid or other point of reference.
Is it moving?
Brownian movement only, Captain. No discernible direction.
The implication is that there is something else on this planet. Perhaps something intelligent.
It might be just an atmospheric effect, some kind of electrical storm. We've seen unidentified planetary phenomena before that have resembled intelligent activity.
Keep watching it, Lieutenant Uhura, and put the ship on yellow alert. We'll continue the contact mission for now, but notify us immediately if there's any change in the situation. Kirk out.
The rainforest is especially thick in this district. Life on this planet appears to be geologically younger than one would expect, given the age of this star.
This one is picking up readings of a large group of life forms directly ahead.
All right. We must take care not to be seen.
Hey, Bem! Bem, come back!
Scotty, Sulu, stay here with the monitoring devices. Come on, Spock.
won't get far in there.
Let's go.
He's gone.
He would have had to go through here to escape.
There he is. I don't know how he did it, but he got through. Come on, we'll have to go around. That Pandronian's actions just don't make sense.
They might to another Pandronian, Captain. I believe he went that way, Captain. On the other hand...
I think we've lost him. That way!
It appears to be a native food-gathering party.
Yes, and the food they have gathered is Ben.
Lieutenant Uhura, I'm reading increased activity on the surface of the planet. The sensory anomaly appears to be expanding.
Contact the landing party.
Commander Scott here.
Mr. Scott, where's the captain?
He's been separated from us. Commander Bem ran off for some reason. They're in the forest.
The captain is not answering his communicator, and it does not show up on the scanning grid. It's as if its responder has been disconnected. We're picking up increased activity from that anomaly. Is Mr. Spock with the captain?
Aye. They both went after Commander Bem.
Lieutenant Arik, start a sensor scan for Captain Kirk and Mr. Spock. Landing party, prepare to beam up.
Lieutenant Uhura, we could track the captain down.
I'm sorry, Mr. Scott, that's not procedure. We can't take chances.
We're talking about the captain.
I know it, but we have to follow his orders. Stand by to beam up.
Standing by.
Maybe we can beam him out of there. Kirk to Enterprise. Kirk to Enterprise. Kirk to Enterprise. This isn't my communicator.
These are not Enterprise communicators, Captain. They are fakes. Excellent, but non-working forgeries.
This communicator's been on my belt since we beamed down.
Our phasers don't work either.
Our phasers and communicators have been switched for phonies, and Commander Bem has run off. We've been separated from the rest of the landing party. Mr. Spock, something funny is going on.
An alternate course of action would appear to be advisable.
But Commander Bem's difficulty appears to be genuine. Phases or not, we have to rescue him. We're going to have to follow them.
One of us could go back to contact Mr. Scott.
We can't risk it. Not while they're moving. We may never be able to find them again.
These aborigines appear to be in a late primitive state. Obviously intelligent, they seem to have a basic language and social structure. I would assume fairly well-developed mores and traditions as well.
Commander Bem seems to be a model prisoner. We'll have to wait until nightfall.
Kirk, Captain?
Shut up. We're rescuing you.
You are interfering with observations.
This is how you observe? By being captured?
As logical a way as any, Spock Commander.
I don't think Starfleet would approve. Come on. How come we always end up like this?
I assume that's a rhetorical question, Captain, not requiring an answer.
I was just expressing my curiosity at our ability to get into these kind of situations.
Fate, Captain. Fate.
Fate? Spock?
I believe that is the correct Earth term.
Why don't you try your... Vulcan nerve pinch?
Captain, I am only a Vulcan. There are limits.
Commander Bem, I'm afraid that we're not going to be able to rescue you.
Good intentions, Kirk Captain, are not enough. Planet Pandro will be much displeased. Starfleet told us you were best captain in fleet. Actions to date belie this.
Commander Bem, you are responsible for the situation we are in. You disobeyed orders by running off. Your attitude has been extremely abrasive, and I don't know how you did it. You replaced our phasers and communicators with phonies.
You place too much dependence, Kirk Captain, on phasers and communicators.
Either one could solve our problems right now.
If that is all...
Commander Bem, if you had those two phasers and those communicators all this time, why didn't you use them to escape?
Sir, this one does not demean oneself by the use of casual violence to accomplish goals.
Oh.
But you may demean yourself, if you wish.
I want those phasers and communicators now.
Compliance with orders is... This one must disassemble.
Fascinating. Remarkable. Commander Bem is a colony creature.
Commander Bem, if you could split yourself into separate parts, why didn't you escape on your own earlier?
And deny you the opportunity to prove your value to Planet Pandro by rescuing this one from possibly dangerous situation?
This is not a laboratory, Commander Bem. This is a hostile planet, and representatives of Starfleet are not experimental animals for you to test. Consider yourself under arrest. Protective custody to keep you from any more escapades. Mr. Spock, keep watch.
Lieutenant Arix, have you found them yet?
No, sir. It is a big planet.
Mr. Scott, that sensory anomaly. It's expanded to cover the whole northern continent.
What's that?
We can't get any readings at all now.
Aye, that tears it. The Loch Ness Monster couldn't get through that.
Some kind of interference on all channels. We're going to have to get out of this village on our own.
I doubt we'll be able to do so without being seen, Captain.
I concur, Mr. Spock. Set phasers to stun, just in case.
Fire!
No, do not use your weapons.
I'm paralyzed.
We're held in stasis, Captain.
Put away your weapons. These are my children. Do not harm them.
Who are you?
Who are you?
I am Captain James Tiberius Kirk of the Starship Enterprise. This is my first officer, Mr. Spock, and Honorary Commander Ari Ben Bem of the planet Pandro.
Why are you here? Why do you disturb this place?
It is our mission. We must classify this planet. We have to test it.
Classify? What gives you the right to intrude here? This planet is not for your use. My children are not for your tests. Your weapons will be nullified.
There are times, Mr. Spock, when I think I should have been a librarian.
The job of librarian would be no less challenging, Captain. But it would undoubtedly be a lot less dangerous.
Have you found the captain yet?
I have located emanations that could be Captain Kirk's and another set that could be Mr. Spock's. But the sensory anomaly has interfered with our detection devices so that positive identification remains impossible.
Which means?
I think he said maybe. Well, that convinces me. Ready your security squad. We're going down there. Issue phaser rifles.
You have mishandled situation again, Kirk, Captain. This one judges you not... an intelligent commander.
Commander Bem, Mr. Spock and I are here because we thought that you were worth rescuing. It was more to preserve the diplomatic relations between the Federation and Planet Pandro than from any great affection for yourself.
Planet Pandro is unconcerned as to fate of this one. Pandro will not have dealings with inefficient and inferior species. You have failed everything you have attempted. You have not rescued this one. And you have not been able to handle local aborigines. This one wishes you, what is the Earth word? Luck. You will require it.
Wait! Unlock us, set us free!
Captain, perhaps we can attract the attention of the alien intelligence and reason with it.
It's worth a try. Kirk to alien intelligence. This is Captain James Tiberius Kirk calling the ruling intelligence of this planet. Answer me, please.
Perhaps an offering of some sort, Captain.
Mr. Spock, whatever we are dealing with, I don't think we can bribe it. We must be honest. Kirk to alien intelligence. I don't think it's strong enough to be noticeable.
If we connect our two communicators in series, we can give off a high energy burst, which might work. But it will also render the communicators powerless in a very short time.
Do it. This is Captain James Tiberius Kirk calling the ruling intelligence of this planet. Do you hear me? Kirk to entity. Kirk to entity.
I am here.
We apologize for intruding. We did not realize the situation. We will leave. We will tell others of our kind not to bother you here.
This is good. Go. Go now and do not return.
Just one thing. There is a third member of our group.
I detect no third intelligence.
He has fled.
You must go. You must not interfere with my children. I will allow you to contact your ship. Go now.
Kirk to Enterprise. Kirk to Enterprise.
Enterprise, Uhura here. Captain, are you all right?
Stand by.
We're not leaving without Bem. He is our responsibility. We can't leave him here. Beam down a security squad with heavy-duty tricorders set for Pandronian scanning.
Aye, aye, Captain.
Captain, are you all right?
Thanks, Doc. Spread out. Find Commander Bem. He's split into three individual parts.
Beg pardon, sir?
He's some kind of colony creature. And take care not to injure any of the natives here. Phasers on lightest possible stun setting. And don't fire unless absolutely necessary. Let's get out of here before we make any more trouble.
Embarrassment results. This one is shamed. This one has failed in its judgment.
You have endangered all of us by your actions, and you have forced us to interfere with the natives of a planet that deserves prime directive protection.
This one exists by its own standards.
Not on my ship, you don't.
You are still here? You are still interfering? I am angered.
We could not leave one of our own behind. It is our responsibility to take care of our own, just as it is your responsibility to take care of yours. We could not leave him here where he might further interfere with your children.
Yes. You have some wisdom, James Tiberius Kirk. The lost one is found, then?
He is found. And we will leave.
This one has greatly erred. The mission was to judge, and right of judgment was not conferred. This one must disassemble unity.
Disassemble?
Never to exist again as a cooperation. This unity is defective. This unity must cease to exist.
No.
Huh?
Do not destroy yourself.
This one has erred. This one has tried to judge Kirk and Spock and been found wanting himself. This one has acted badly.
Yes, you have erred. But if you disassemble, you cannot learn from your error. Errors demand recognition so that they will not be repeated.
You do not demand punishment?
Punishment? What is punishment? Revenge? Intelligent beings need no revenge. Punishment is necessary only where learning cannot occur without it. You are behind that. My children here are not. That is why you must leave, so as not to corrupt their development with concepts that they are not yet ready for.
I am humbled.
We will go now.
Yes.
Kirk to Enterprise. Beam us up. Stand by to break orbit. Mr. Spock, classify this planet as being strictly quarantined. Under no circumstances may any Federation vessel approach.
Pandro will respect that also.
Captain, I compliment you on a wise decision.
It is necessary. Not only for them, but for us as well.
Fascinating, Captain. A highly advanced alien entity using this particular system as a laboratory for guiding another race to intelligence. Almost a god, you might say.
Mr. Spock, the difference is meaningless. In comparison, we're all still children.
In this one's case, Kirk Captain, this one is still an eggling.
Take us out of orbit, Mr. Sulu. Let's go home.
Captain, I'm picking up a message.
Put it on audio, Lieutenant Uhura.
Go in peace. Yes, go in peace. You have learned much. Be proud.